Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Your brand deserves better than one-size-fits-all branded clothing. Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your team will want to wear. Backed by above-and-beyond expertise, go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Gerard Gilroy with me from Off the Ball. So, Gerard, I guess the big sporting event of the weekend is tonight, from an Irish point of view. What can we expect? I mean, I opened up the Indo today. They had their, what did the experts think? Every single one of them said Ireland's going to win.
You wouldn't be overly sure about that. And it's always those bits where, sure, we were all going to beat them in the quarterfinal of the World Cup as well, weren't we? I don't know. I think they have obviously been together for quite a while, and this group of players remember us kind of taking away their aura of invincibility, which we did in the three test series. But if you remember in the three test series, in the first game, they beat us. In the first game of the World Cup when we played them, they beat us. So they're pretty good against us in these first time up. Now, having said that, in Soldier Field, we beat them, and then the next week they come over and absolutely crushed us physically, if not on the scoreboard, the next week. So these are two teams. We're very evenly matched, and one team at the end will win because something happens in the game, and then retrospectively people go, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
To predict like a massive with certainty, or if the weight of expectation is purely that Ireland are going to win, I think, well, that's when upsets happen.
Yeah.
And we're talking about a team who in New Zealand are born rugby players. The skill level is off the charts. We've got to the position now where people say our skill level is similar to theirs, but I'm still not quite sure that we do everything at the same pace as them. We found a way of playing rugby that maximises our physical talents and we repeat things at a very high level, and we're able to do it again and again and again under pressure. But the off-the-cuff ability of the individuals, you would say, is slightly higher on a New Zealand level. And that's nothing against the Irish lads. They've done incredibly well to get to where they are. But
there was a narrative when Joe Schmidt was over the team that he stymied that. You know what I mean? That it was that his mentality was so much focused on doing the same thing over and over again and getting it right that he discouraged that
over the Irish team.
Yeah, went that kind of expression. But I mean, he's gone a long time now,
and we're much better. We do actually play much more heads of rugby, and there has been an evolution in our style of play, and we do keep it alive more often, and we have fewer rucks.
But still, not that spontaneity that might see with another team.
I think the individuals. I think we actually do have. We have a spontaneous way of attacking, but it's the actual individual. So Will Jordan tonight, watch his acceleration. The back three, if we kick loosely to them, they can tear us apart individually. It's unlikely James Lowe is going to be able to dribble past four players, chip it over somebody's head and run through unopposed. What will happen is over the force of our ability to be aware of where their weakness is, pummel away at that, and then look up and see what the issues and opportunities are. That's the heads up. It's all the cliches, right? And it's the thing that annoys people who are not rugby fans. They're like, oh, listen to them using this language.
Heads up. Darts.
Yeah. But the GAA has got very like that. Football is infested with terminology.
Oh, it is. It is. Let me ask you about football, because we're going to talk more about the rugby after 6 o'clock with CJ Stander as well, actually. But Michael Murphy, is he foolish to go back to Donegal, or do you think he's right?
Oh, I don't think he's foolish at all.
Why?
Well, because I think that there's going to be a bunch of players playing into their late 30s at intercounty level who are inside forwards. If you can kick the ball over the bar, from assuming the new rules go through, right?
Yes.
In fairness, there's a minor risk here that the new rules don't go through and Michael Murphy has to start tracking back a 21-year-old at cornerback.
Forget about it.
At which point it's like, I've done me hammer, I've decided against it. But I do think that loads of people are on the fence about this. Conor McManus is probably looking at this and going, I can stand in as an inside forward. The new rule, basically, if you are an inside forward and you catch the ball cleanly, you basically have a free shot at scoring a goal.
Yeah.
Because if you miss, they're going to allow you to come back and take your mark. If you can do that four or five times a game, then you're a really important contributing factor to the match.
Yeah.
And so why wouldn't you come back? Particularly because Donegal are great again. Like, Jim McGuinness came back and instantly they were All-Ireland contenders. He was at pains to say they weren't All-Ireland contenders, that they wanted to win an Ulster title before they could be realistically considered All-Ireland contenders. And then they were immediately All-Ireland contenders because they beat Armagh, who went on to win Ireland. So they might in time come back and end up looking at last year as a missed opportunity.
Okay, well, anyway, we'll have to wait and see how that all pans out. Before you go, can I just ask you about the Premier League and Arsenal-Chelsea specifically? Because there's kind of a sense a few weeks ago, you know, it was this kind of, it was, you know, people kind of talking up Arteta and what an amazing job he had done, and they'd got the summer signings right, you know what I mean? That the few gaps that had appeared during the season last year, that they had managed to kind of successfully shore them up and they would be real contenders. And suddenly now, we're only in November, and there's a sense of Arsenal must win this game or there'll be a real kind of panic bedding in.
I think the transfer guru Edu leaving during the week to go and join Nottingham Forest is a real sense of, oof, that's a strange, it looks like a sideward slash downwards move, but and they were very closely aligned. So now all of a sudden it looks like the pressure is going to be on Arteta to develop a working relationship with somebody who can continue to buy players at the level that they've been successfully buying players recently. You wouldn't say they've had all hits, but there's been way more hits than misses.
Yeah.
And just the form of the team has been mediocre over the last while. And you can't have too long of mediocrity because in the Premier League, some team goes on a winning run. Normally, it's Manchester City. They've been quite fortunate in that Man City's blip has coincided with their blip. And that's why this game at the weekend, like Chelsea have kind of come from nowhere with £1 billion of investment.
Yeah. Who are this to be North London team?
Successful so far this season. And if they were to lose, if Chelsea were to beat Arsenal, then suddenly you're into an international break. The pressure ratchets up on Arteta in particular. And on the team, and they begin to look like a flaky side who we didn't believe were realistic title contenders until they actually were last season. So they haven't kicked on from last year. Kai Havertz was the solution to the goal scoring issue. They bought him initially and played him in midfield, and then he started to score goals, but he's kind of stopped just recently too. So a lot of pressure on them. And I think, look, that's why I think that they won't get beaten at the weekend, but I'm not sure they're going to win either. And they'd probably be happy enough with a 1-1 draw at the weekend.
All right. Well, anyway, we look forward to that as well. Ger Gilroy, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-all-fits branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters has been a branded apparel supplier to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code pod20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20, code pod20, for 20% off your first product.